It's the Power Pop Show, KSCU, tribute to 1993 on the show today. Belly right there with great record, their first record, featuring Tanya Donnelly, of course, there, their sweet lead vocals. Feed the Tree, the track there from their Star album. And we had Magna Pop before that, with a great debut record called Hot Boxing, produced by none other than Bob Mould. It's a couple chicks rocking out there for you. I got much more great stuff from 1993 coming up. Including this band right here, rather obscure little band. When I was going to college in the late 80s, early 90s, I was a big fan of a band from Tucson, Arizona called the Sidewinders. They since discovered another band had rights to that name, so they became known as the Sand Rubies in 1993, and they put out this great debut record right here, a self-titled release. This is from 1993, the Sand Rubies, Power Pop Show, KSCU.
Lying in the ointment, hon. A monkey in a wrench. A pain in the ass.
It's the Power Pop Show on KSCU.
Dog can't decide if there should be more of the porch. She's sick of being inside. He read the signs. Now they make it out in Lancaster just to pass the time. Woo!
Power Pop Show's tribute to 1993, music from the Lemonheads. Come On Feel was the name of their record from that year. Right now, going up to Seattle with a band called Flop. It's 1993, everybody.
Through wow.
It's Power Pop Show, KSCU, tribute to 1993 today. And just serving it up for you. The Juliana Hatfield 3, her very first solo record, even though it was titled the Juliana Hatfield 3. That was a pretty good solo debut record for her back in 1993. Become What You Are, the album, and a big single there called My Sister. Flop before that. Great Seattle band. Mixing probably a little more pop and power pop than the old grunge thing, but they had a nice big beefy debut record from 1993 called Whenever You're Ready. And a track I played for you was called A Wiley. We had Lemonheads before Flop doing a track called Dawn Can't Decide from their Come On Feel album. Also the Sand Rubies in there. Great band formerly known as the Sidewinders. Put out a record in 93. We also had Belly, Magna Pop, The Breeders. I'm going way back now. You know all this stuff if you've been listening. And for those of you just tuning in, if you want to catch the show in its entirety, I will have a podcast of today's tribute to 1993 up on the old Power Pop Show MySpace page. Just go to myspace.com/powerpopshow. Probably later on tomorrow, sometime this weekend, I will have the podcast up there along with the full playlist so you can check it out. So please do that again, myspace.com/powerpopshow. And anybody interested can also listen online live right now at ksu.org. We've got our audio stream up there at the KSU website, so check that out as well. Let's see. A little bit ago, Mark was our lucky winner with the trivia question from 1993, the top grossing film of that year. Of course, Jurassic Park brought in a whopping $350 million. Some other big movies from 1993, in case anyone's interested. It's kind of fun to rehash this stuff. Mrs. Doubtfire, filmed right here in San Francisco in the Bay Area. It was the second highest grossing film from that year. Going down the list, we had The Fugitive, another good flick. The Firm, Sleepless in Seattle, Indecent Proposal, In the Line of Fire, The Pelican Brief, Schindler's List, Cliffhanger. There you go, the top grossing films from 1993. Surprisingly, the porno version of Schindler's List, which would be Schindler's Fist, did not make that list. But maybe that came out in a different year. I don't know. Anyway, back to the 1993 music right now. I'm going to play you a band called Gumball, which, I don't know, some of you may know of. Most of you probably don't because they were just kind of obscure, put out a couple records and then disappeared. But they were led by a notable producer by the name of Don Fleming. Produced some notable records, including some stuff from the Posies and the Bandwagon-esque album, Teenage Fan Club, among others. He had a band called Gumball, and as luck would have it, I knew a guy who knew the bass player in that band. They were from Philadelphia, and they came out to play a show in San Francisco, and I got to go hang out backstage with Gumball and their label or tour date, whatever. What's the word I'm thinking of? Anyway, they were on tour with Dinosaur Jr., and they were playing a show. I think it was at the Warfield, and I got to hang out backstage. And I did a little illicit drug use with Jay Maskus on that night. It was pretty fun. And got to go to a meet and greet with Columbia Records. How fun was that? I mean, I think back when record labels used to take bands out to dinner and buy them food and drinks. Those are the days. Anyway, it's 1993 on the Power Pop Show, reminiscing. This is Gumball.
Sky. Tortures of the damned, sir.
This Power Pop Show's tribute to 1993, KSCU Santa Clara.
We'll be right back.
Power Pop Show, KSU, Santa Clara. We're paying tribute to 1993, the Meat Puppets right there. Great single, little CD single I have here called We Don't Exist, which I think subsequently ended up on their Too High to Die record, which I don't know if that came out in 93 or 94, but love that track there from the Meat Puppets. We Don't Exist, the name of that track. Gumball before that with their 1993 album Super Tasty, and a track called Black Payback from the first Gumball record that was led by Mr. Don Fleming, a notable producer of Wright. And Juliana Hatfield, and also music from Flop in that set as well. It's 6:20 on the Power Pop Show here on KSCU. I'm with you till 7. I think I got about another 40 minutes of stuff from 1993. I'm going to mix it up a little bit with what I got remaining here. I'm going to get on to the poppy side of things. And, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't play something from Teenage Fan Club. It is the Power Pop Show, after all. And Teenage Fan Club put out a record in 1993, the Basketball Album. That's what I call it. It's the album 13. Here you go, Teenage Fan Club.
Call. He looks into my mouth.
Nothing like four false endings to screw up a DJ there. But a nice track nonetheless from 1993. Eric Voeks. I don't really know how to pronounce this guy's name. V-O-E-K-S. Voeks. Vakes? I think it's Vakes. Eric Vakes. From St. Louis, Missouri. Missouri. Put out a solo record called Sandbox in 1993. That is a track from it called My Dentist from Eric Vakes. Teenage Fan Club before that. Another great pop track from their album 13. Great release from 1993. The Cabbage was the song. Also had the Meat Puppets in there for you, which I mentioned. It's a few minutes shy of 6:30, the Power Pop Show today, paying tribute to 1993. And I'm going to continue on in good pop fashion by playing something from the classic Jellyfish album, Spilt Milk, a great indie pop release from 1993, and one of my favorite crazy tracks from this album called Sabrina, Paste, and Plato. This is Jellyfish, the Power Pop Show, KSU, 1993. Enjoy.
Far behind the forest of flying paper airplanes, grazing on the grounds of ponytails. The substitute is counting down her ticks till recess, hammering down to size her fingernails. Because today, Sabrina builds a box lunch.
Homemade sandwiches and chips for all the shoulders.
Lunch is on the table, soon dessert is on the floor.
Dapper in his brand new dance cap, strolling down the runway to an F. With all the others watching, eating paste and Play-Doh, he fights the urge to run and kiss the chef.
But she's a libertarian, especially in the fall, so he keeps his elbows up with Play-Doh, but still for me.
That he loves the girl behind the boys and very boss.
So Sabrina makes me feel
Power Pop Show, KSCU, a tribute to 1993 and a big college radio record from that year. Velocity Girl, their debut record called Copacetic, came out on Sub Pop in early 93. And that's a track from it called Audrey's Eyes. Moving on to another great release from 1993, and I believe a debut record as well. This is from the Boo Radleys. The Power Pop Show, tribute to 1993. Dig it.
Now it's getting colder, my hands chilled to the bone. I watch your breath and trace its steps as it mingles with my own. The lake is almost frozen, the grass is silver hair. The wind is high in the blue sky.
Power Pop Show, KSCU, our tribute to 1993. And a big record from that year, at least an old Britpop circles debut record there from Suede. Bunch of great tracks on it. Reincarnation of David Bowie and all that stuff. Love that Suede album. That track, Animal Nitrate, the second album on, or the second track on Suede's self-titled album from 1993. That's what we're paying tribute today on the show. And I got about 20 minutes left. I should point out at 7 o'clock, we got the Left Coast Radio Show coming up with your host, DJ Clev. Some great reggae coming your way at the top of the hour, so please stick around for that. Remind you all once again, I will have a podcast of today's show up on the Power Pop Show MySpace page. So check that out later on this weekend. MySpace.com/PowerPopShow. It will be up there along with the full playlist. I'll type it up and slap it up there along with everything else. So please check that out if you want to listen to the podcast in its entirety. It'll be up there this weekend. What else? In that set before Suede, we had the Boo Radleys, another little Brit pop band, put out a, I think a debut record, or might have been a second record, called...